into a panic zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless. In pursuit of the truth every day, somebody's got to be honest with you, and I'm the guy to do it. Make no mistake. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, did Joe Biden blow it when he announced to the world that he would choose a black woman for the Supreme Court? Well, more than three quarters of America thinks so. Number two, two new drugs flowing over the southern border that are even more dangerous and deadly than fentanyl, and yet more than 2 million people will pour into this country illegally this year, along with the work from the cartels. Nice work, Brandon. And number three, the reckoning is coming. A major correction in America's political landscape. Trust me and mark my words. It will mean the flirtations with far-left policies like socialism, Green New Dealism, communism, they're all going to get tossed out. And anyone who allowed that cancer to grow inside the United States will be thrown out of office as well. And oh, trust me. Just trust me. It's coming. You can tell it's coming because all of a sudden the Democrats, if you haven't noticed, are swinging wildly back to the right. They're even making outrageous statements like, parents should have a say in their kids' education. What? Coming from progressives? North of the border, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in hiding today. And the Conservative Party there will soon take control of the political mess. And he's in hiding from freedom-loving truck drivers who had the nerve to drive across the Great White North in defense of personal liberty. Those should be messages to us here in America, too. Because in America, this realignment may well leave this country with only a regional Democrat party that has been, for the most part, neutralized across the majority of the nation. Rejected like bad clams and tossed like yesterday's news. Most frightening to the left right now is the rejection of its policies by those that they have exploited the most for so long, for generations, in fact, and falsely believed would never come back and rise up against them. That, of course, being voters of color. The left has banked on letting in millions of illegals to tip the balance of power in America in their favor, but it's backfiring in a most spectacular way. I mean, Hispanic voters are migrating toward the pro-family, pro-freedom, pro-America first policies put forth by Republicans and conservatives. But make no mistake, just calling yourself a Republican is no reprieve against the backlash in most corners of our nation. No, sir. Calling yourself a Republican is not some magic wand. Republicans that have gone along to get along will be getting thrown out of office from every office. From dog catcher to the White House and everything in between, they will get tossed. The Great Reckoning is finally coming, and remarkably, millions of immigrants will be among those leading the charge to protect freedom. That's right, freedom. Those that fled oppression all over this world are rejecting the false narrative that America is an unfair nation. You see, they actually know better. And they know that real oppression is dangerous. They know what it really looks like. They are not susceptible to the same propaganda that some of the folks in this country that were born here and raised here seem to be. Black voters that supported Donald Trump in record numbers continue to leave the Democrat Party, and they are ready for a new start and a new chance to build this nation for their children and their grandchildren. You see, they have the same common dream. You see, skin color doesn't matter. Freedom matters. Trying to say that you should vote for this party or that party based on what you look like is ridiculous. And they are breaking free of the pandering, the lying, and the manipulation. They are yearning to breathe free. The truth is, they know the truth. And they don't need to be told what to think. And they don't need to be told not to believe what they see, hear, and read. The Democrats have overstayed their welcome and clearly overplayed their hand. The end of the leftist movement in America is at hand. This elitist movement is near its end. Believe me, we are winning. We are winning. It's not the first time fascists have been among us. In the 1930s, there were Nazi summer camps all over America. There were, in places like New Jersey and Wisconsin. And those were tossed out with all the rest during World War II. America has always, always been able to right herself. Because once you taste freedom, real freedom, you can never go back. And once you realize you've been lied to forever, you will never go back either. Trust me on this. So let's take a moment Let's talk about what is happening to the black and Hispanic voters that have always voted for Democrats. I want to share with you a guy who went viral on social media over the past couple of days. He is a guy who voted for Joe Biden. Says he is disgusted, even though he is a lifelong Democrat. And he is just the beginning of the landslide that is coming and the reckoning that's at hand come November. Listen.
I donated to Biden, which I did. I supported Kamala Harris from day one, which I did. I even starred in Biden's victory video, America the Beautiful. I was in it. I did more in the 2020 election to actively work for someone's campaign. I did more than I've ever done in my entire life for any candidate whatsoever. And I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted with them both. I'm disgusted with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. I have been a consistent Democratic voter for 16 years. I voted for Biden thinking that he was the safest choice. Before I started supporting Biden, I was a Kamala Harris supporter. But Biden, I'm furious at.
But Kamala Harris is the one person in America that's less popular than Joe Biden. And I want to share with you just the strangest comment from her yesterday. Kamala Harris, like I said, the only political figure with lower ratings than Joe Biden, made a very, very strange comment about never referring to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador as the Golden Triangle. Strange. Listen fully to understand how weird it really is. Go.
So each country has its own identity, its own culture, its own history, and that should be respected, which is why you will see that I rarely, if ever, refer to it as the Northern Triangle.
In the Northern Triangle.
To focus on the Northern Triangle, not just in the Northern Triangle, to help the Northern Triangle, to combat violence in the Northern Triangle.
And to focus on the Northern Triangle.
One of my areas of focus, which is the Northern Triangle, that are affecting the Northern Triangle,
to provide immediate relief to the Northern Triangle, to address the root causes in the Northern Triangle.
So why would she say she never calls it the Northern Triangle? Because, you know, they're unique places and unique countries, and I would never do that. She calls it the Northern Triangle over and over. I mean, it's just, it is a strange thing. I mean, they do realize there's tape, right? You've said these things before lots and lots of times. Pretty unusual, to say the least. I'd like you to follow me on Getter. What are you waiting for? Follow me on Getter. You can go to the Steve Gruber Show on Facebook. And the reason it's there, and I understand some of you will push back, the reason it's on Facebook is because that's the way to reach an audience we might otherwise miss in this movement. Because there is a grassroots movement afoot in America, my friends. We're going to take back every office from the dog catcher to the White House and everything in between. Trust me on this. We are winning. So SteveGruber.com is also a place where you can keep up on everything. And send me a note. I've got some fresh emails here today. I'll check them during the break. I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for being here.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year. especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.